Like Mitchell said, my name is Carson. I'm a senior here at OU, and this is my final ride last semester, so it is my privilege to be able to share my story about how, God just changed my life over my time here at college. So if I could give my testimony a title, I'd title it, Don't Miss Out. How many of you have heard of the word FOMO before? By show of hands. FOMO? Yeah. How many of you have experienced some FOMO before? Maybe you experienced FOMO. You didn't come to winter conference and you saw all the pictures or something. I've definitely experienced it. But don't you just hate missing out? Maybe you got sick one night and you missed like your friend's birthday party. Or maybe you missed a big sports game because of an injury. Or maybe you just missed out on a slice of pizza. Whatever it may be. Yeah, real, right. Whatever it may be, don't you just hate missing out? Well, what if I told you that I think some of you in this room tonight are actually missing out? Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Carson's going to come up here and tell us, oh, yeah, we're missing out on Jesus. And that might be the case for some of you. But I actually think that some of you who know Jesus are still missing out. And if that's you, you're just like me. Praise be to God that at a young age, I learned how much God loves me. I was taught that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I would be saved. So I believe. But fast forward to high school Carson. You like that? At this point in my life, I still believe in Jesus. But my belief in Jesus didn't really change the way that I lived. I was kind of going through the motions, you know. I prayed most days, but I rarely read my Bible. I went to church like every Sunday, but I wasn't actually involved. Some people knew I was a Christian, but I wouldn't go dare tell someone about Jesus. I'd say I was a good person, real nice to people, but I had a lot of secret sin in my life. And when you really think about it, Jesus wasn't in control of my life. I was. And Jesus was not my ultimate source of fulfillment. So you might be asking, where was I finding fulfillment? Thank you for asking. I was seeking fulfillment in academics, seeking fulfillment in athletics, money, girls, you name it. Not Jesus. Doing well in school, enjoying athletics, making money, being in a relationship aren't inherently bad things. They're actually inherently good. But these good things quickly turned bad in my life when I began valuing them over Jesus. Football first, school first, my social life first, my relationship first, Jesus second. So my question for you guys tonight would be, what good things in your life are you valuing above Jesus? Now, this is typically the point in the story where I would say that my life was bad because I wasn't putting Jesus first. But plot twist, if I said that, I would be lying. Honestly, my life was pretty good. I had everything a high schooler could have dreamed of. But in the midst of life being good, I still felt like I was missing something. And there's something about having everything that the world says you should have and still feeling like it's not enough. So I came into college with the question, what am I missing? Internally, I was under a great tension because I could feel the weight of the world pulling me one way and my faith pulling me back the other. Eventually, I met a man. This man's name was Joe. And he began inviting me to lunches, and I thought it was kind of weird, but I agreed on the terms of free food. I like some free food. But at these lunches, I was receiving a lot more than just food. Joe was teaching me about Jesus. And then one day things got real. And he asked me, Carson, who is on the throne of your life? Is it Jesus or is it you? And this question hit me really hard. It was in that moment I realized what I was missing. Although I knew Jesus as my Savior, He wasn't on the throne of my life, and it was time for that to change. It was time for my surface-level faith to go deeper. What do I mean by go deeper? Well, I started going to Bible study, 180, church. But I wasn't just going through the motions anymore. I was there to grow. I was there to learn. I began reading my Bible. I started praying on a daily basis. I even started telling other people about Jesus. And then I was fighting against sin in my life. And for the first time, I started to look different than the world around me. And for the first time, I was all in for Jesus. For the first time, I truly surrendered. So by no means am I perfect. I have a long way to go, but it's by God's grace that I can stand before all of you tonight a changed man. When I truly surrendered my life to God, everything changed. I quickly found out that my life before surrendering, the life that I thought was good, was actually not even worth comparing to the life lived in full surrender to God. The fulfillment I was finding in the world did not compare to the fulfillment I now experience following Christ. So I no longer live for this temporary world, but I live in light of the world to come, our eternity in heaven. The Lord started setting me free from sinful addictions. He's setting me free from the approval of others. He set me free from my past that held me in bondage. He made me a new creation, gave me a new identity, purpose for life, hope regardless of circumstance, peace in tough times. I could go on and on. But most importantly, he gave me his love that it never runs dry. So what's the point? How do you experience the riches of Christ? How did I come to a point in my life where I began to experience the riches of Christ? And it's quite simple. Surrender. 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 Some of you in this room tonight are like I was, just going through the motions, seeking fulfillment in the things of this world, thinking your life is already good enough, or feeling like there's just a little something missing. If that's you guys, I'm begging you, don't miss out. A life lived in full surrender to Christ is the best life. A life lived in full surrender will be uncomfortable, will be challenging, will have trials. But I guarantee you, a life of surrender will be filled with love, joy, and peace, and hope that you just can't find in this world. So guys, I don't want you to leave here tonight without asking yourself, am I missing out? God is real. God is active. God is alive. I've seen him do some crazy things in my 4 years here. God died for you and for me that we might live for him. So maybe tonight is the night for you to take that step of surrender, to stop going through the motions, to stop settling for what the world has to offer, to stop missing out on the fullness of life in Christ. So here's my challenge to you. Don't wait. If you feel that tension in your heart, that pull towards something more, don't ignore it, but lean into it. Ask God to take his rightful place on the throne of your life like I did my freshman year. Pray, confess, and surrender, and trust him with everything. Because I promise you this, a life surrendered to Jesus is worth it. You'll never regret putting him first. So guys, I beg you, don't miss out on your opportunity to surrender to Christ. I'm Carson, and that is my 180 story.